Welcome to Newcastle Roots Music Radio, August 2013, from Roots the World, your monthly podcast to world, folk and roots music, suitable wherever you are, but with a northeast of England emphasis. As always, included in the programme is music that you'll be able to hear in the next month in the Northeast Live, and there's a Northeast gig guide towards the end of the podcast. As always, there's a focus on a Northeast artist, and this month it's folk band Wat Weasel, who play an exciting blend of folk, rock, ska and Eastern European sounds. I'll be playing a couple of tracks from their latest album, Festivalis, one at the beginning of the podcast and one at the end. You'll find out more about Wat Weasel and all the music featured in this month's podcast at my website rootstheworld.blogspot.co.uk. As always, there's lots of music to fit in, so I'll continue my habit of doing quite a few sequences of music and a bit less chat from me, but at the same time I'll let you know what the music is and of course check out on the playlist on the website as well. Now we're going to start off with Wat Weasel from the album Festivalis with The Hexenshire Lass, followed by a track from the Monkey Junk Blues Club. It's called Police Dog Blues. And they're a blues duo based in Newcastle who hold their self-titled Monkey Junk Blues Club every Thursday at the Butterfly Cabinet in Heaton, Newcastle. They've also compiled a charity CD of musicians featured at the club. Check out my website for links. We'll then follow up from the Monkey Junk Blues Club with a track from those stalwarts of the Northeast folk scene Prelude, and it's called Granddaughter's Face.
Hexenshire, down by the Savy Sike, over the moss and the mire, I'm gonna see my lass who lives in Hexenshire. Her skin is soft as silk, her hair is fine as silver, her eyes are deep and cool, they're warm when I get near her. Down by the Savy Sike, over the moss and the mire, I'm gonna see my lass who lives in Hexenshire. And the mire, I'm gonna see my lass who lives in Hexenshire. We'll be right back.
traveling man. All my life I've been a traveling man, staying alone and doing the best I can. I ship my trunk down to Tennessee. I ship my trunk down to Tennessee. How to tell about a man like me? Tell him all about it, honey. I met a gal, I couldn't get her off my mind. I met a gal, I couldn't get her off my mind. She passed me up, she said she didn't like my kind. I'm scared to bother around her house at night. I'm scared to bother around her house at night. She's got a police dog craving for a fight. It's a big dog. His name is Rambler when he gets a chance. His name is Rambler when he gets a chance. He leaves his mark on everybody's pants. Guess I'll travel, I guess I'll leave a bee. Guess I'll travel, I guess I'll leave a bee. Before she's six, her police dog on me.
Prelude there, We'll hear about a gig they have in August in the gig guide later. And on the playlist for Newcastle Roots Music Radio, you'll find links to all of the artists' websites where you can check out if there are additional gigs on to those I mention in the gig guide. By the way, you can listen to this podcast and download it onto your storage device on the following sites: SoundCloud, Podomatic, and you can subscribe free in iTunes if you have the software on your phone, tablet, PC or whatever. Newcastle's Mela takes place this month. In Sanskrit, Mela means to meet, and this annual celebration of Asian culture and arts takes place from the 25th to the 26th of August in Exhibition Park in Newcastle. Now, I've put together an Asian stroke Indian subcontinent segue of some of my favourite Asian music currently, which you won't hear at the Mela, but will help you get in the mood. We begin our sequence with a track from Edinburgh guitarist Simon Thacker's Savara Kanti project. The album's called Rakshasha. There's a review on my website, and you might have been at the Gem Arts UK gig at the Sage Gate said that they gave some time ago. Superb. We'll hear Shavagund Chukke, sung beautifully by Japjit Kaur. Then we have an exhilarating track from the Jaipur Kaur Brass Band, riotous brass from Rajasthan in northern India, from their new release Dance of the Cobra with Zindage Ke Haseen Mod. And finally ending with the Aussie band, the Bombay Royale, who play an intoxicating blend of styles underpinned by paying homage to Bollywood tunes of yesteryear. From their first album, You, Me, Bullets Love, we'll hear O Sajna.
Paniya, बिना है तेरे बिना जब ना
मुक्ति खानी एक दीवारी
दिखते आमी अब ना गो अब ना सजना तेरे बिना जब ना নশায় হারানো দিনের ওই স্মৃতি আমার গেছে মুছে গেছে মুছে আমারে ছেড়ে তুই উড়বি কোথায় ডানা মিলে তাও যাবি তো যা তাহার খোঁজে তাহার খোঁজে सजना तेरे बिना जब ना मुक्ति खानी एकटी बारी
देखते आमी पावना गो
पावना सजना तेरे बिन जबना
Bombay Royale there, finishing our Asian influence sequence. Now on to matters Celtic. Big matters, actually, as the Clooney pays host to a beast of a Celtic doubleheader, the Clooney in Newcastle, that is, on the 17th of August. Award-winning Orcadian Stompers bring their powerful Celtic brew to the Clooney. It's the chair. And they're going to be supported by local, they're Scottish, but they're local folk degree students, a neo-trad quintet called the Elephant Sessions. And we're going to hear from them both here. First of all, the chair with the Hamars of Cyrodiil, and then the Elephant Sessions with Bulgaria.
Many long years now passed by, sent to lovers and hurried to dwell, who might have joined the nuptial time, but for the foul crime that befell. Her father was a proud old man, a haughty spirit he also had, never reared I my daughter Anne to be the wife of a ploughboy lad. Father, dear father, speak not so bold, for these words are like to kill me. What care I for purse and gold? All I want is mainly willing. One night I swear to Annie went, a dark and dreary night was it. Cyrodiil. that's desperately dead end. All parents do a warning tale. Don't cut the tie instead of above. Advice but do not try to break that many stranded walk of love. That many stranded walk of love. That many stranded walk of love. That many stranded.
Must I be bound and you go free? Must must I love one who never loved me? Why should I act such a childish part to love a lad who would break my heart? The first thing that my love gave me, it was a cap well lined with lead. The longer that I wore that cap, it grew the heavier on my head. Next he brought me a gown to wear, lined with sorrow and stitched with care. The drink he gave me was bitter gall, and the blows he gave me were worst of all.
Celtic sequence there, Rachel Newton, harpist and member of the quartet The She. Rachel will be appearing at the Durham Streets Festival later this month. Now, after that frantic feast of Americana that was summertime, Jumpin' and Hot Club have a bit of a rest this month before the Jumpin' Hot Jamboree in September. See my website about that, and indeed the Jumpin' Hot Club's website. Catch American roots singer Carrie Rodriguez in the Northeast this month, Jumpin' Hot Club presenting her. She has a newish album out, but I'm going to play from her 2009 work She Ain't Me, and it'll be the title track. That'll be followed up by a great foot-stomping, hollering country band from the Dust Bowl of East Anglia that appeared in support of Oxfam in Newcastle earlier this year. They're called Rattleshack. They've got an album out called Rattleshack, and we'll have the track Hanging Tree.
You took me to the water, then you told me not to look straight down, but I did. The more I found, the more you hit. You put me on. I wake up in the morning and I turn around to find you gone. Just me in bed. No, no, no call, no sweet words said. Yeah, you put me on.
Put me on.
Rattle Shack there with Hanging Tree. Check them out via the link on my blog. They're rootin' tootin' good. Now, after that appalling attempt to sound rootsy, let's move on. You can keep in touch with me via Twitter at Roots of the World or on facebook.com/rootsoftheworld. And if you'd like to go on the mailing list for this podcast or contact me, you can do so at rootsoftheworld@btinternet.com. Definitely been an international flavour over the last couple of months in the Northeast with the Waka Waka Africa Northeast Festival, Vamos, the Newcastle Latin and Lusophone Festival, all the multicultural delights of Brass Durham Festival, and then, of course, summertime. Now it's the turn of the Annick International Festival in Northumberland, which is already underway, and the Billingham International Folklore Festival of World Dance. Now, I think I said World Darts, World Dance I meant, sorry. Now, I don't have any of the music from the festivals, although please do check out Music and Dance on both of their websites, but I do have music from countries represented. Firstly, we'll start off with music from Indonesia with a gamelan piece called Arrival in Mass, then from Georgia, Pariobka, and from Egypt, Aziza by Hossam Ramzi. Thank you. check out my website for links to the Anik and Billingham festivals. Now let's go African. First of all, a Somalian retrospective, music from the Durdur Band, brought to us from Awesome Tapes from Africa, 1980s Mogadishu. It's lo-fi, but it has real energy and atmosphere, and we're going to play a track called The Introduction from Durdur Band. Then bang up to date with a band influenced by Kenyan electronic and Western influences. It's the Owini Sigoma Band. They've got an absolute belter of a new album out called Power Punch, and we're going to hear Lucas Malore.
Qabsiima hal baal laasta kala qubi kooxa kala saar heesaga u hibe muusiga laabtaadana ku hay kooxdi durdur kooxda durdur waxay isu gudbinayaan heesahoodii sagaashanka volume 5 kunana saxa codadka fanaaniinta kooxda durdur hoboladii zahra abuqar zahra dawo خبل محمد احمد قومه خبل عبد النور هذا دلشل يا خبل كي عبد القادر حسين ميو بونيس مقل ونحسن كحضه دردر وخبل يد يد شنكر فون وكويا لا وطغى بيا روما مقل ونحسن كحضه دردر
Olundu meru, sonu mera birogoi, ya adana karibuo, maloa makamurunga maloa wadodi pokula nindo tindi yonge maloa wadodi pokula nindo tindi yonge maloa wako mungo dindo tindi yonge omore mai wako koli kenai wako kukwe omore makamurunga luga jenga no wanginga kai
sequence. Somewhat in contrast to the Owini Sigoma band, there was the Spooky Men's Chorale from Australia with the spooky theme, and if they want to grow beards, well, they can. More about them in the gig guide. Now, I'll not only be on this podcast, but also from the 3rd of August on a fortnightly radio show called the Roots of the World Show on Hive Radio, an internet radio station based at Beads World in Jarrow. There'll be a link on my website where I'll be playing more of the very best in world roots and folk music. Keep an eye out for more details on Twitter, Facebook and via my website. Now, she's a huge talent. Her first album was immensely well received, and this big personality and folk talent is bringing her new album, Single Flame, to the North East this month. She's the Derbyshire lass, Lucy Ward, and we're going to hear a track called Marching Through the Green Grass, produced by Stu Hannah, the Teesider, who's one half of Megson. After Lucy, North East blues man and his band Trevor Sewell will be playing us a track from his album Calling Your Name, and the track's called Hate Me for a Reason. He's going to be part of a special Blues Burn Sessions blues jam, and we'll have more about that in the gig guide later. Unusually for this podcast, we'll be playing music from a gig already passed this month, the 1st of August at Rothbury Roots Folk Club up in Rothbury. Miranda Sykes and Rex Preston have a fabulous new album out, Sing a Full Song. But I felt even though the concert's passed, it would be a shame not to play something from it. So here's the title track in Last in the Sequence after Trevor Sewell. Miranda, by the way, is known for her performances in Show of Hands.
We go marching through the green grass, thus, thus, thus. Come all you pretty fair maids, come march along with us. Oh, so pretty and so fair, you take yourselves to be. Come all you pretty lasses, come march along with me. Well, I'll never marry a farmer, he's always selling grain. I'll marry me a soldier. I'll never marry a blacksmith, he smuts his nose and chin. I'll marry me a soldier lad who marches through the window. The soldier lad, the soldier lad, the soldier lad for me. If ever I get married, a soldier's wife I'll be. For they go marching through the green grass, dust, dust, dust. Come on, you pretty fair maids, come march along with us. Oh, so pretty and so fair, you take yourselves to be. I'll be, for they go marching through the green grass, thus, thus, thus. Come all you pretty fair maids, come march along with us. Oh, so pretty and so fair, you take yourselves to be. Come all you pretty lasses, come march along with me. For they go marching through the green grass, thus, thus, thus. Come all you pretty fair maids, come march along with us. Oh, so pretty and so fair,
for a reason. not because it fits your plan. Don't point your finger at me, don't tell me I'm to blame. Take some time, try to understand. Hate me for a reason, not just because you can.
Sure, when all other loving we have seen the moon cry, and tonight we have seen the stars mourn, and tonight have our tears filled the sky, but they never can hold back the dawn.
Now it's time for the gig guide, and during the gig guide we'll hear the title track from Scottish folk band Man Ran's new album, The Test. I have to say, it's got to be one of my favourite albums of 2013. Do check it out. Every Thursday night at the Butterfly Cabinet in Heaton, you can catch the Monkey Junk Blues Club, bringing you a different act every Thursday. More information on my blog. On the 21st of August, at the Bishop Auckland Town Hall, you can catch Prelude. As said earlier, on the 17th of August, there's an absolute beast of a Scottish double bill, the Chair and the Elephant Sessions. And don't forget, by the way, the Clooney also have a very special Dylan Day on the 3rd of August, with numerous artists doing Dylan, including Reg Muros and Snake Oil, all to benefit youth cancer charities. The Durham Streets Festival takes place this month. The main festival is on the 24th to the 25th of August, but there's also folk in Crook Hall Gardens. On the 4th of August, from Teesside's Cattle and Cane, it's Joe Hamill. On the 11th of August, Rachel Newton. On the 25th of August, her colleague from the She, Laura Beth Salter, is joined by Jenna Butterworth. And on the 21st of August, there's a very special concert in Durham Cathedral. Jim Moray celebrating 10 years recording and touring, and Eliza Carthy 21 years. That's at Durham Cathedral. The Annick International Festival takes place from the 3rd to the 10th of August and includes gigs at the Annick Playhouse as well as other venues in Annick. That's International Music and Dance in Annick. Not wanting to be left out of things, Billingham has its International Folklore Festival from the 9th to the 17th of August and includes the hip-hop and Morris dance show The Lock-In, which has had rave reviews. As well as that, there are gigs in The Ark in Stockton, Dance City in Newcastle and Middlesbrough Town Hall. Now, the Spooky Men's Chorale, who were encouraging us to feel relaxed about our beards earlier, all the way from Oz, catch them with their quirky folk choir style at the Gala in Durham on the 18th of August, and on the 19th of August at the Queen Elizabeth High School in Hexham. Tickets available through Queen's Hall, Hexham. Lots of good stuff going on, as always, at the Old Cinema Laundrette in Durham, and I focused on the 10th of August on Lucy Ward. Do check out their website. And now the Old Cinema Laundrette has a licence. That very intimate little venue, the Ship Inn at Low Newton by the Sea in Northumberland, on the 3rd of August has Holy Moly and the Crackers, and on the 9th of August, the Sour Mash Trio. Don't forget the Newcastle Mailer on the 25th and the 26th of August. Meanwhile, the Cumberland Arms in Biker is having a Bluesburn Session Blues Special Sunday, August 11th in the afternoon, including Trevor Sewell, who we heard from earlier, Spanish Battery and more. Also on this month, Rob Heron's Teapad has Jeff Warner, supported by Kath and Phil Tyler, on the 29th of August at the Cumberland. Rothbury Roots at the Queen's Head in Rothbury did have Rex Preston and Miranda Sykes, who we heard from earlier, on the 1st. But because Rothbury Roots is an excellent folk club, as evidenced earlier, 29th of August, Boo Hewardine appearing with Jess Morgan. Boo Hewardine is also leading a songwriting workshop that day through Creative Northumberland. There's a folk festival at Clennell Hall in North Northumberland from the 16th to the 18th of August, and folky goings on at Phoenix Folk at Biker City Farm as part of their summer series on the 14th of August. It's the Andy May Band. Check the website for more details regarding all these gigs. Well, the time has come to say ta-ra once again. I hope you've enjoyed it. I also hope you'll join me in September when we have Newcastle Roots Music Radio, and that'll be out on September the 1st, the September edition. Please also check my show out on Hive Radio. If you like the music, please support the gigs, artists, promoters in any way you can. And if you have a few shekels spare, you could call by, say, for instance, Coda Music, one of the few independent folk and roots shops around. Check out the link from my website. Now, we're going to end with our Northeast Artist of the Month, Whap Weasel, with Loxley Hall. See you in September.
Raids leave me here a little while as yet is early morn. Leave me here, and when you want me, sound upon your bugle horn. 'Tis the place, and all around it, as of all.
Promise.